Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and the Sum of You show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hey, darling.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
That's good. The Sum of You show.
And you?
I am well, thank you. And
okay.
Happy to be on the air on Sunday doing the Sum of You show. So, yay. And, this is a question I could ask you off the air, but since I have you on the phone, but I'm bummed. No. This is so, office business. Now, I know with Blog Talk, we changed the name to the Sum of You show. And I guess when we are on iTunes, it just automatically links to Blog Talk, so of course the changes would reflect that it was the Sum of You show.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
Yeah.
So if somebody is looking for the show on iTunes, could they put in a search Sum of You show and it would come up? You think?
No, they probably need to do Universal Energy Radio.
Right.
And then specifically the name Sum of You, the Sum of You show.
Right. So if they just did a search in iTunes.
I've never really searched on iTunes for stuff.
Because
technically on Blog Talk we are under Universal Energy Radio. So
of course.
All the episodes would be specific. And I'm guessing they could do a title search. But it may narrow it down a little bit to say Universal Energy Radio first.
Right. Right. That's why links are so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious. In terms of outreach and more accessibility, I was just wondering. But links to the show would do the same thing. Because you do it when you on Twitter, you always tweet after we do an episode and you have the link. Obviously, the link takes them to Blog Talk,
mm-hmm.
takes them to the show, which a link on iTunes would do the same thing because it all goes back to home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds right to me. That's our story and we're sticking to it.
Yeah, okay. I haven't checked in years for iTunes because I'm able to just. Blog Talk is easily accessible, so if I had needed to download
it is,
a show,
yeah. Right.
It's right there. So,
right.
I think we've told people in the past to look under Universal Energy Radio when you're looking for your podcasts, and then look for the specific title of the show.
Right. But if there's a link, then the link will just take you where you need to go, and then you don't have
right.
to go through all that work.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so that's good. So another reason, or the reason underneath all of that, is on my social media, I want to change my bio a little bit and take out my NYU credential.
Mm-hmm.
I had developed and written a course that I was booked to teach on three different occasions last year, and NYU kept postponing it. And then the last time, I think it was in the late fall, that they were in contact with me, it turned out that the person who had hired myself and this team decided to leave. And not
oh, my gosh.
That's okay. And not say anything to anyone.
Wow.
We're sort of like parked on the shelf, although thank goodness I did get paid for the course development, and I know I can write a course and do a PowerPoint, okay? which is great. And I had to work with their IT people and got to work with really brilliant people and get to know sort of the inner workings of NYU a little bit. And I still have an ID that, you know, that works. So if I need a bathroom in New York, I know where to go. or a quiet library. So, you know. But in terms of being an adjunct professor, which is my title, unfortunately, that has not come to fruition yet. Mm. I say yet because you just want to be open to any possibilities if they should resurrect or come back around. So I thought, well, you know what? Let me just swap out this. I could always bring it back, this course developer for NYU.
Mm-hmm.
And let me use that opportunity to put in my social media. And I just have Twitter and Instagram. I got rid of Facebook a while back,
right,
thankfully. And to put co-host of the Some of You Show podcast. And the reason why it's for marketing, the reason why I would use the word podcast is because podcasts right now are extremely popular.
Mm-hmm.
And extremely accessible and mainstream. So with the name being much more accessible, Some of You Show, oh, look how they spelled some. How curious. What is this about? That it's a podcast, so it's not like, oh, internet radio. Podcast. It's so stupid, you know, when you talk about trending and marketing and all that. But it's just how things are done.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's about casting the net far and wide. So I will find the link. That's why I was asking you those questions. Find the link and put that link at the end of the statement that says I'm the co-host of the Some of You Show podcast. Because that sounds like a show. That could be on NPR. That could be on so many things. We don't know what it is. Audible. We don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, she's creeping out of the closet step by step.
Well, yeah, and I think we may have to do a whole new Twitter handle because I cannot.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
It doesn't seem like I can change mine.
Okay.
For some reason, I can't switch my name, like the official Twitter handle for it. I was trying to see. Maybe I haven't dug a little deeper, but. I
but you know
it,
what? Leave it. I can just start it.
Okay. Well,
I'll just do it.
I was still trying to see if I could switch it over because it would seem to make sense, like we had talked about. But everything on the settings doesn't allow me to change it. I can change the description.
But you can change. Yeah, there's a way. I did it a long time ago when I switched Elizabeth. Because that's where all the messages came from.
Right.
And I got rid of that. And then
Let me have another look at it.
Okay. But
if I need to do something different, I'll let you know. And then, because you're bigger on tweeting, although I don't mind tweeting right after the show. It's just, I was looking at that the other day, like.
Okay.
Okay, quick,
yeah,
quick,
don't
quick,
want to be
nothing
complicated.
Here.
Yeah, we can start. And just let me know. We can start a Twitter handle, which I can give you the username and password for, so you can link up the show on your own, since you might as well keep it on your own, and then on this one, and then I could just tweet messages again or do whatever.
Okay, we'll figure
it
out.
And then if you feel moved to. You know, maybe you were at the beach in Charleston and there was a beautiful shell that looked like an angel wing, which is actually true because she showed me, or something that is relatable that Cam is doing, that it could be, you know, cross-pollination. You know what I mean? That kind
oh
of fits
gosh.
In with what we do or whatever. You know, Cam in a robe carrying a magic wand. We don't know.
It could probably happen. Yeah.
It could happen. He could be, you know, removing entities from My Little Pony. Anything is possible on the show. We don't know. All right. So I just wanted to put that out there, and I need to get the proper link So I know what that the link will lead people to the show if they happen to notice. But you know what's so funny? People don't pay attention. I could have like, oh, click here for nude pictures. Not that they want to see that. you know, click here for, you know, my porn debut, and nobody would even notice. Who's going to read your bio when they've been following you in social media for, you know, years? But, yeah, it's just a subtle, you know, it's when people pay attention to relationship status on Facebook, which I don't have.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to name names, but there's someone that had a recent breakup, and on Facebook, they just removed status, so it wasn't even I'm with whatever. In less than 24 hours, like people started sniffing around. Oh, did you guys? So it depends what you're looking for, what you're paying attention to.
Right. Yeah, the omission of something or the change of something.
It's like the recent widower, you know, like in the assisted living community in Florida, you know, starts getting the casseroles the next day. Hello.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
Hello. Knowledge is power. Anyway.
Well, that's funny because it does harken back to like even like our parents' generation where they still read the paper and they read the obituaries.
Right.
You know, my mom would scan the obituaries and she would, you know, call me if she saw something or just not just the obituaries, but just like in general news, you know, or back in the day, because she doesn't really call people, she would clip it out and then mail it to me with a little bit, or, you know, with a care package. Oh, and by the way,
right,
here's your mail, and also here's some information.
What's
here's
up
some
with
news.
Like not using the phone? My mother is the same. You know, I don't call people. I'm like, okay.
I know.
Yeah, what's up with that? I don't call. You know.
Yeah.
I have two weeks of food. You didn't
call
me
in a while.
Right.
She's like, you haven't called us in a while. I'm like, well,
no,
you haven't
me
either.
Too. Yeah. No, you know I don't call people. I'm like, okay, your ladyship. Copy that.
You know I
Copy.
Don't call people.
You know I don't call people. Yeah. Oh, like that's a thing. Or if she does call, that machine picked up, and you know I can't. I'm like, okay. Meanwhile, it's not even a machine anymore. We don't even pick up the house line. Like, call myself.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's
so, if
funny.
There's anything like any local news, like in my neighborhood, like with the Chelsea bombing, and that night, we were so distraught because coincidentally Verizon decided to jack up my mother's house phone. So I'm thinking my mother's dead. My mother's can't get through to us. My sister had to go to her apartment the next day and have the doorman call up on the intercom to make sure she was all right.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Tell,
yeah,
and
I remember
to tell
you
her
talking
that
about
we were
that.
Okay. Huh?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember you talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I'll tell you what, I mean, our parents keep the U.S. postal system alive because they still will we'll put a stamp on something. Usually it's a bill. Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah,
but
my husband's still about that. He's old school. He'll pay the bills. I don't think he does any. I think he does online banking, but I don't think any bills are paid online. I think it's, you know, I'm fixing to saddle up and, you know, go to the general store and post some bills.
Okay.
That's all on my mind because of Westworld.
Yeah, I know. Oof. I haven't ordered checks in years. Like,
see, yeah, we do checks, we do bills, we do stamps.
Like, I can't write a check because I don't own any checks. So I can't.
Yeah,
I
pay people in checks. You know, if I have to pay a crew or something, it's like they got a check.
Well, the way ours is set up, everything is through. It is electronic.
I know. Just saying, like it's crazy. Like it's, yeah, we're still holding up. We're still clinging. Yeah, and a lot of people still pay me by check. Cash is king, but still get paid by check too. I think there's only one person that pays me electronically, and that's very rare. But yeah, we're not going to get too complete unrelated segue. We're not going to get too. But if you're at the general store fixing to post some parcels. Okay, segue. segue. Girl, we're not going to get too into it. But I finally finished season one of Westworld. I am glad I stayed for the ride. I do have to warn those of us that are hypersensitive, which a lot of us are, hence the Some of You show. Just, you know, have a little pillow nearby or keep your hands close to your eyes so you can, you know, look at the, I like shield my eyes and I look at like the upper left-hand corner of the screen, and then I kind of, based on the sound, I kind of can sense, but sometimes that could be like a sucker punch, like, oh, I didn't know that was in his hand. Oh.
Right.
But that's just the way to, that's just my warning, you know, like you, if you are super sensitive, definitely be cautious and have something to block your eyes, which you'll need to do throughout each and every episode, sorry to say.
Right.
But I am so glad I stayed for the ride. There was a point like halfway that I'm like, I don't know, this is too much. If I'll give it one more episode, and that's the episode that said, girl, you're mine, get in the bed. Like, okay. I submit. And wow. And the twist and turns up to the very end, because I didn't see something else coming, which I'm not going to give away. I did not see something else coming with who was who. And I was just like, dang. I texted you. I always text you when something happens. Like that, I just finished. I think I put, oh, snap. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking, yeah. I finished it, I guess, maybe a week ago, a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it sits with you for a while, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really couldn't find myself. There's so much great content. There's so much. They don't even need to make anything new, and you could take, like, the next 2 years just to watch all the stuff that's out there that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's out there for you to really enjoy and get something out of. But I'm the type of person that if I'm watching a season of something, and I'm not opposed to binging if, you know, you can watch it and it's not so that you have to pay so attention to it that you can clean and kind of do other things. But like something like Westworld, you have to pay attention to everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I also can't cross-pollinate and start a season of something else. I kind of have to finish, see it through, and not go on to other seasons of things.
Oh, yeah.
I could watch mindless TV or whatever, but in terms of on demand or Netflix or what or Amazon or whatever. So now I have to decide, okay, who am I going to have a relationship next? Should it be season 3 of Mozart in the Jungle? Because I love that show. I'm kind of saving it.
I've never
it.
Watched that show.
Oh, it's
never
so good.
Watched it.
It's so
yeah.
good. It's on Amazon
I've heard a lot
Prime.
About it.
So good. Amazon Prime, worth saving your shipping. And Transparent, I adore. I already saw season. I love Transparent so much. The second season 3 came out. I like devoured it. So Mozart in the Jungle, I love that show so much. I kind of want to. Put that on the back burner a little bit because I'm not going to want it to end. I love that show so much. Everybody's talking about The Crown.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one either.
I think you're going to love it. I think it's so your cup of tea, and everybody's like, it's amazing. That might be next.
Now is that also on Netflix.
Netflix
or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
See, and that's the thing is I don't get Netflix. I have access to it, I think. But I don't have a
get the username and password from Anna. You have access to it. What everybody else does. No, they can make you a fam. They can make you like a sibling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can say who's watching, so it could, so they will give recommendations. So you can be, you know, they can add you as a family member, and then you can just log on, and no one's paying any more money.
Right.
And then you just go on through their username and password.
I think they've given it to me before, but for some reason it doesn't work. So it may not be the right password.
They'll give it to you. Yeah, do it.
But I mean, I watch plenty of TV, so when I get around to it, it'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's interesting because it's that season where, you know, there's not a lot going on, so I can kind of catch up on things. But I right. even now, I'm like, wow, I say I don't watch a lot of TV, but apparently I do, you know, because I have my certain shows that I'll follow the storylines and
there's a lot.
And I'll follow up. Like, I've been catching up. With the new year, I haven't kept up with different shows. And so by nature, I will binge watch just because I'm like, oh, I've missed the last
four
weeks of this.
Yep, okay. I'll do that.
So that's what I was doing. I was catching up on some of the shows that, like, on regular prime time.
Right.
That I haven't seen and didn't realize that they were already started up again. Like, a lot of them do that winter break.
Oh, and then they replay them, you mean?
The mid-season finale. I'm like, so you're not really done. You're just taking a big break. But I did that last night, and probably again with choices like with Westworld, I had to watch something lighter after that.
Thank
just
you.
Because
yes.
It was so violent.
Oof. You need a palate cleanser for that one. Whoa.
And then with Grimm, which is in its final season on NBC,
right.
I noticed, they started up again. It's been a few months, and I watched the first two episodes last night. I'm like,
right.
Okay, maybe I should watch something else that's not so scary.
Yeah, I can't watch that. Yeah, like American Crime Story, Horror Story. I did watch OJ, which was actually pretty good. But Horror Story, Grimm, all of that. It's like, no. What's the zombie one? You know, the zombie one.
Oh, Walking Dead. Yeah.
Walking Dead. Can't do that. But what I don't really watch a lot of prime time, but one show that, oh my God. Well, there's a couple actually. This Is Us.
I've heard good things about that.
That's really good, especially to a storyline on transracial adoption. Thank you.
Mm.
And it made me so gratified with the choices I've made as an adoptive mother, and just seeing the evolution of this family. And it's just very creative how they go back and forth in present and past. For a network episodic, very, very good. And then I have to give props to Oxygen, I forget which, maybe Owned, for Queen Sugar. Excellent show.
You've talked about that too, but I haven't seen it.
And again, a narrative which we don't see enough of that. And the show Atlanta, which is hysterical.
I haven't seen it either.
Good. That's on FX. So, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, they're saying that now it really is like the resurgence of the postmodern golden age of television. Mm. There's so much, and I think it's a backlash to the trickle-down effect of reality television, although there's some reality TV I really do enjoy. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. But there's just a lot that's just banal at this point. So I think, and you know, the birth of reality television really was because in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a writer's strike. And then there was another one. Yeah, that's kind of how it started, because the writers went on strike.
Wow.
Just FYI, things happen for a reason. And then it turned into a big business.
Yeah.
There was two writer strikes, one in the late 80s, and I think one in someplace in the 90s. And that was the birth. And if you think about when the Kardashians started, that was over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it was because of it's supply and demand. There you go.
Right.
They needed programming, so they did reality because there was no union.
Wow.
That's how it started. And then all the sex tapes, you know, boom.
Sure.
So, yeah, there you go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of reality, we do have a couple of phone calls. So
all right, let's take some calls.
We have some hands raised. So let's do that. This one, we know it's our friend Lolita. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
So we're lullified. Hi, beautiful.
Hey. I need some help.
What's going on?
Okay.
I have something really, really challenging that just came up Friday.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get a message on how this outcome will be.
Okay. Okay. And yeah, don't speak on it. Just receive. Don't even tell us the story, okay? Unless you want to. But I don't feel it's necessary. But if you want to, of course, you can speak on whatever. But I feel not to ask you. I feel not
no.
to ask you. Go ahead.
No, you're fine.
Okay, so take a deep breath. And we don't do music, so I'm just holding space for the beautiful Lolita. And whenever she is ready, she will say the word pick. And holding her.
Pick.
Okay. And the number for this is 157. And the message is breathing through the contrast while claiming your indwelling source self is where the miracle of alchemy takes place as transformation. So whatever is going on, this message is really spot on. Whatever is going on, I'll read it again. Breathing through the contrast, clearly, there's something deep going on. Breathing through the contrast while claiming your indwelling source self. That's, oh, and you know this. I'm not saying anything you don't know. You know inside of you is the divine, as it is accessible to all of us. It might be buried under a lot of stuff in a lot of cases, but it's always there. While claiming your indwelling source self is where the miracle of alchemy, how interesting. You're around alchemy all the time, just in your spiritual work with the wonderful person who is your housemate, who is truly an alchemist, takes place as transformation. Well, to transform, there kind of has to be a death before there's that rebirth. So perhaps that's the grief and the enormity of what is enfolding you right now. And again, I mentioned the number was 157, so I'll turn it over to our girl, Elisa.
Well, but all of these numbers, it's interesting because the one, that first number, it's meant to go outward to represent you. But also then it goes into this five, which is kind of that medium. Well, a five is dynamic in its own way, but it mostly wants to experience this transformation, the change, and experiences things rather than just talks about it. So there's a little bit of, when I think of a five as a person, a five will ask as many questions as it does to talk, you know, just, it's not just all talking. There's usually a lot of well-placed questions, so it draws other people out too. And then that seven then takes it back in to the self, the inner self, because of that that vibration of needing to process that the experience and how it affects the self. So as soon as she said the numbers, I was thinking of this. At first, it was a downward diagonal line from top left corner to right bottom corner. But then, you know, then I think, oh, wait a minute, you know, like on a keypad, if you just did the numbers, it would look like the one from the top right or top left corner, five in the middle, and then seven in the bottom left corner. Either way, it seems like it's part of a, you know, a part of a design, either like part of a triangle, either a smaller triangle or a bigger triangle, that's depending on how you look at it. But those numbers, one, they're all odd numbers, so they're meant to throw things a little out of the comfort zone. It basically indicates a type of growth in the process of everything, because all the other stabilizing numbers, all the even numbers, are missing. But that doesn't mean they're not there. It just means that something else or somebody else will probably fill in and have that kind of energy to balance it out. But for right now, this is the numbers indicate its own little journey from self to experience to now inner self. And it always circles back around because that's where the wisdom comes from. Whatever's going on, yeah, it's definitely thrown you, and it's definitely outside of your comfort zone in terms of just processing it. But it's not something that you haven't faced in similar vibration before. But it does require you to use all those things that you have been working on, all those tools that you have, all the resources that you have, so that it will, so that you can grow from it. I mean, you will, regardless. But the things that, you know, whatever it is you need to combine, whatever it is you need to pull from it. You know, ask for that help and receive it. As Liz said, receive it mostly. It's like just receive it because it's already there. But yeah. It's like you're jumping across this game board, and right now they're all odd numbers. and the last part of that, you know, that sequence, you know, well, there's a couple of odd numbers missing, the 3 and the 9. So the three that are in there, you know, 1, 5, 7. That's plenty enough to deal with. So understanding, maybe in terms of those missing odd numbers, understanding the energy flow and understanding when it is such a transformation that it's time to let go, those are things to keep in mind as well. But you're doing the brunt of the work anyway. But just you understanding and getting a bigger bird's eye view may help put things in perspective, so where you can let go because you're not trying to manage all of it. You're not supposed to. But these things are happening. It's already in motion. So,
yeah.
You know, we got your back. So,
of course.
Whew.
I just want to put in two things in there. Your transformation and the growth and the benefit will be to the degree of what you're feeling right now, the enormity of the pain and the trauma associated with whatever happened on Friday. So just understand that you will receive in equal measure the growth and the benefit. And the other thing is, remember how much you have helped people. Whether, and it's free will, whether the recipient has been in the position to receive it, reject it, that has nothing to do with you. You know what I mean? That's their free will, but just remember the good and the service that you've done for so many people, regardless of how they, regardless of their reaction, because that has nothing to do with you. But what has everything to do with you is the profound, infinite nature of your generosity. So remember that your service to humanity is huge and has a ripple effect that you're not even aware of. Most of us are not. And the other is, to the degree that you're feeling this impact, to equal and greater measure will be the benefit. It's just riding the storm at the moment. So, and we thank you for trusting us to hold space for you and support you in this time.
Thank you.
Yeah, just think about however you can be kind to yourself. And just take your time today. Just take your time. Just really take your time. And stay in touch with us. You know we're here for you.
Yep, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
I love you, honey. Take care of yourself. Love you. There's a lot of strength to be vulnerable like that.
Yeah.
You know, on the air. I mean, everybody knows when we get lullified, when Lolita calls, it's a very welcome, very bright, powerful, strong energy that, you know, we joke and say she's the third co-host because we have that wonderful continuity. Mm. And for a side of vulnerability to emerge, and we've all done it. How many breakdowns have I had on the air? Girl, please. Mm. You know, or you're going through something and there's a committee of us, you know, joining forces to support you and to show you different aspects of what might be going on, or that things aren't as catastrophic as one would think, et cetera. So to have that trust and to know that this is a safe space no matter what is going on, to be supported, that means a lot.
Yeah.
And it always goes back to, this is why we do our show.
Right.
That's it. So, I'm honored that she feels safe, and that she has a place to go to, as all our listeners, that there's a place to go to Tuesday,
right.
Thursday, Sunday. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, so sending a lot of love to her.
Sending lots of love, yep.
Yeah. Now we do have another hand raise, so let's get to that one. This is Erica 920. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Crystal.
Crystal,
hey, Crystal.
It's been a while.
Hello?
Hi, Crystal. Yeah, you've called us before, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Nice to hear from you, but it's been a little while, so I'm going to just want to reset the energy, please. So asking for permission to connect to your energy?
Yes, you have permission.
Thank you, darling. Yeah, I remember you, but it's been a little while, so Happy New Year. And what's going on today?
Today I want to do something with, let's do my career in terms of like
career, okay.
The different possible job offers, yeah, possibilities with career.
Okay, so you've been in a position where you have different options at the moment?
Correct.
Okay, good. All right, let's have you pull a message and see where that takes us before we get into the narrative, okay? So
okay.
You'll hear the music and just say the word pick. Please say it out loud so we can hear you, and I'll tell you what message you picked for yourself, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
Okay.
All right, stand by. Connecting to Crystal's energy. I'm ready.
Pick.
Okay. And the number associated with this message, Crystal, is 226. Hmm. And here's your message that you picked. Reach out and communicate from the heart, which only knows the truth of soul connection. That only knows the truth of soul connection, compassion, and the divine perfection underlying all form. And that's interesting because the message we just read for Lolita talked about the divine perfection within. And here we go again, like that divine perfection is underlying, it's underneath, it's always within. I'll read it again, and then I want to ask you a question. Reach out and communicate from the heart, which only knows the truth of soul connection, compassion, and the divine perfection underlying all form. 226. So my question is, just based on this message, is that without thinking about it, but from the heart, okay, and the first phrase of this message is reach out and communicate from the heart. So this is why I'm specifically posing this question in this manner. So from the heart, not the brain, from the heart, with these interviews that you've had or situations where you have options, just from your heart, not your brain, is there one situation that stands out more from a soul, heart, intuitive space as opposed to a common sense, do the right thing kind of space?
Yes.
Okay, then that's the one. And it's probably the one that your brain's going to be like, no, 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 no. But based on your question and based on this message, you don't know what's going to be around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
for instance, somebody I know, sorry, I'm in New York, fire engines, somebody that I know was seeking a position, didn't get the one that she thought she wanted, but got asked to do something else, and her mind was like, no, but her heart was like, you know? And then, like, a week later, she met somebody that ended up getting a greater opportunity than the one that she thought she wanted.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we just don't know
mm-hmm.
how things... Sorry, fire engines. Okay, my bad. you just don't know how things will unfold. And if you really think about the message is saying, reach out and communicate from the heart... So in your work, it should be in all of them, but let's just say for the purpose of your specific question, that if you think about the encounters you had based on seeking work opportunities, I hope that's not near my house because that sounds close. Anyway, considering work-related opportunities, think about, you know, where you just were engaging with this person on a soul heart kind of level. You know, really think about this person just, you know, had to get through the interview and was saying goodbye before I even sat down, or this person really cared about who I was as a human. But you know what I mean? Like, you can kind of go down the list in your mind. How did you feel in your soul as you were engaging with these potential work opportunities? And again, not with the brain, but with the heart, because that's the answer to your question. So it might be counter to your cognitive mind. And I'm going to turn this over to Lisa to ask her about the 226 and what she's picking up from all that.
Well, as soon as the numbers came out, I'm like, oh, they're the even numbers we're looking for.
Oh, that's right. Lolita has the odd. That's so funny.
But, you know, the underlying divine perfection is really interesting with all of that, because it's not like you're going to have a wrong answer. It just means, you know, for you, for all of us, when we have to decide something and we're still kind of torn, it means that we're still thinking of the other possibilities within the other options. And so when our attention is sort of spread out like that, we don't feel the full satisfaction of what we're doing because it's not completely present. It's like, I could have gone over here, and maybe that could have been. There's a lot of maybes and could haves, and so the experience is a little more diluted, a little more watered down. Doesn't mean you won't get to that full experience, because, you know, that's why we're here. You know, we're not really done yet until we're in a different, you know, in a different form, in a different situation, in a different place. But this number sequence, the 226, it really has, it is basically the message. It is about reaching out, making these connections, and being from the heart. The two is about connectedness in terms of relationships. It's not like a connection like the three energy, which is literally just energy being spread out, but the connection that you have, and it goes both ways, and it's good that there are two twos there, because it's the connection, the outward connection you have with other people or other situations, that type of relationship. Then also can be about the inner relationship. In this case, you know, I always mention the self and the higher self. It can also be the connection between the heart and the mind. So when you're talking about, well, what I think I should be doing from a logical standpoint, and I like how Liz had made that connection, that distinction, I would say, between not what your head thinks, but what your heart thinks. Maybe this is why that second two is the one that's inner to me, because look at the next number is the six. And the six is this loving compassion. It encompasses so many things that make us feel secure and safe, among them, you know, the sense of being loved, and in turn also loving. It has to do with nurturing. It has to do with community. So those are, that's not stuff that you just do by yourself, right? I mean, it's stuff that that involves other people and other situations. So it isn't just about you, but your place in everything else. But I think it's really cool because you add up all those numbers and it's a number one.
Ooh.
So out of these even numbers, it becomes an odd number, a very dynamic number. It basically is about you, but it's about the fact that we use that phrase a lot. We're all one. So everyone's kind of going through a certain, a particular situation, but it all comes from the same place in a sense, or we're all made of the same stuff. So I don't want to water it down in that way by making that kind of comparison, but it just means that if it all comes from the same place, then wherever you get stretched out to do, it's still from the same place. So however you want to work it, make it, you know, I would say let's have it work in your favor or in a very auspicious way to say, well, then these are some really good opportunities for me. All of them are. But you kind of already have an idea of in your heart what seems to make that speak. That really makes you, okay, yeah, this is pulling me. So I like that if it's all from the same stuff, it's almost like out of all the things that we can create with, it's all from the same stuff. But look at all the different things we can create that seem so different from each other that you forget it's all from the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the wonder of creation. So the things that you've already, the opportunities you've created for yourself, maybe speak to the different things that are of interest to you, right? But we seem to like to put these little veils around us, like, well, it has to be all or nothing. It's either this or it's not. And that's not really the case, is it? Because the things that we think are the worst, the most devastating things, you end up seeing something, a gift that comes out of that. I know most of us, in hindsight, would prefer that not happen.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we don't appreciate the gift until it's taken away temporarily. Seemingly. So we get to these points and you are at that point now where you can fret over your different options, but I don't think that's necessarily the case. You're wanting to make the best choice for yourself, but you're always making the best choice for yourself, or you're making the best of the choices you've made. So yeah, the way Liz put it out, go with your heart, or at least recognize what is speaking to you in different terms. And you're not going to lose these opportunities because I have a feeling that something similar has come around in the past, maybe not laid out the same way, but they've come around in the past and maybe you weren't ready for it because you couldn't even see it. You weren't ready for it.
Wow.
And that's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this
mm-hmm.
time around,
oh, yeah,
you're
sure.
ready for it because look how much you've grown into who you are. So you're still going to be fine either way. And I think it's more than just two different ways. It's interesting. I kind of feel like, you know, you've put a lot of things out there because you've asked a lot of different questions.
Mm-hmm.
And now that these different answers are coming back, you have your choices. And we've had the show discussing all of our different options. We always have choices. And sometimes we don't see them. We don't recognize them. And I think you are of that mindset now where you're recognizing them and, maybe, you know, obviously a little excited, but also maybe a little overwhelmed, and you don't have to go into that deeply. Because look at how much you can create. As long as you're aware of it, you can take advantage of what the options are and make your choices accordingly. So have fun with it. Make it a little lighter for you. There's a lot of serious stuff that happens all the time. Make it a little lighter for you and see what happens. You got it.
Perfect. Thank you. It really helped reconfirm some of the things I was already
good.
Thinking.
Good.
Right.
And get the show on Blog Talk or on iTunes and replay it. And maybe from the beginning because it talks. The theme of the show is, you know, it's everything that's divine and perfect is waiting to be uncovered. You know, it's not something that we get externally. It's there. And thematically, that's really what the show is talking about today. So I think I love when I get to listen to the guidance that Alisa gives, and to kind of take that energy in and the insights. So it's one thing as a listener to listen to it live, but then when you have some quiet time, just listen to the show, and it might give you some other insights in addition to the ones that you're getting right now. Might be able to.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, great. Yeah, and stay in touch with us and give us an update whenever you like.
All right, I will definitely do that. Thank you both so much.
Sure, sweetheart. Good luck.
Good to hear from you.
You got this.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, because we always think, well, what's the right thing to do? And we don't think about, well, what's the right thing for me? Or what's the thing that we don't want to get into that place of, well, this person or that person is going to react. You know, at the end of the day, they're not the ones, you know, taking care of us and paying our bills for the most part. So,
I know, and that's like a blessing and the curse of being in this human form and having to do things the way we do, where we have to think, we think a lot.
Think too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
Or we have the other option, other extreme of, you know, we're not thinking at all and just, oh, it's all about the feeling. And then,
right.
You know, you come across some of the impracticalities of that. So, yeah, you know, we've all had that those different experiences where, and it's so funny because what I'm getting is that we kind of go from our experiences. But when we're little kids, we don't have enough to say, don't do that, because
right.
Our parents tell us don't do it. But then we're like, well, yeah, but that's you, old person. You know, what do you
know?
There's
no experience, right?
Right. So they do it, and then they get hurt, and you know, because they have to figure out what their
right.
What their limitations are
right.
in this form.
Right.
And so we kind of carry some of that with us again, because now we think with that, we think with all the things that hurt us. And so we do a lot of things to keep us safe. And we're so safe. We're so safe. And sometimes those opportunities that in our imagined world of the perfect, you know, the perfect Alisa, for example, I couldn't do that. Not like this, you know, but in a perfect world, I could. So all of a sudden, these opportunities that were from your perfect world and your imagined world, however you want to take that, show up now that you're an adult and you've got these experiences. And you're almost like, is that for real? Is that really going to happen? Is that really? So we have to reconcile. It's like we have to reconcile our child or childish or younger self.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, at whatever age or ages, certain things happened that made such an impact that kept us, you know, made us choose certain things to keep us safe. Whether it's building a wall, whether that's, it usually has to do with some type of layer of protection. And as we get older and we are able to shed some of that, those opportunities come up again, and we have to be able to see now through wiser eyes. What will we do? What will we choose?
Mm-hmm.
And is it something that either I can let go of that dream because that was a dream of a 6-year-old, and now you know you see the other side of it. You know, it's not that big of a deal anymore. So it's not even like, oh, I'm gonna forget it. But it's just like being able to put it in a particular place. Almost like you almost have to include that little kid in however you're resolving that issue. Whatever you decide to do with it, sometimes that little kid is the best guy because he's pure and so innocent. And so now you can appreciate and take care of that little kid when you couldn't before because you were that kid. Like you didn't know how to do that. But now you can because, you know, it's not a linear time frame necessarily.
Right.
There are a lot of things that have changed, but it's still you. So like I was saying before, it's all the same stuff, but we forget. We're still the same stuff.
Right.
So our experiences play a lot, but knowing how to reconcile and they're showing me so many different words, not even images, but words like mending, like ways of mending things.
Mm.
And not that you were broken in that sense, but just things that that may have gotten bumped up, or you know, just it's just a little attention would go a long way.
Right.
In smoothing over some of these things that we've held on to for so long since we were kids. So I love these opportunities because you don't know when you're gonna make this particular connection. But the more aware you are of how far you've come and maybe diving in a little bit into maybe why that's come up. That's, you know, it's partly why we'll get into some of our stories. But after a while, you know, if you listen to some of the stories, they're very similar stories time and time again.
Right.
And I'm not talking about just from different people, but sometimes it's the same story for one person, but just some different characters, a few tweaks here and there, but it's the same, basically the same type of pattern.
Right.
So when we're able to, we talk about healing it, but when we're able to recognize it, that's part of the healing process. And then when we're able to bring in that little child from whenever it happened, and this is about reconciling, like mending, blending, recognizing all these different parts of ourselves and showing the sort of love and compassion and understanding to that being, that who's still you. I mean, this is what sometimes past life regression does or hypnosis will do. You don't necessarily have to go through that, but that's, you know, however it works, that's fine. I think we're at a stage now where we can look back, just like during the show or on this conversation, in the conversation, we can look back and maybe feel how that felt, and not get too sucked in to where it's so painful to do it. But but I'm kind of tearing up as I'm talking about all this.
Girl.
No, but there are so many different things that are coming at me right now that it's like, just in talking, because that's sort of what is going on, is that we are being presented with things from our past.
Yep.
Whether it's like with Lolita, whether it's like something that just happened Friday, because it's something that has happened before in the past when she was a little kid, or from a past life or past lives, it doesn't make a difference.
No.
These are still patterns that we are as soul beings. We have we've experienced and we've kept with us. So it's not like you have to resolve everything, but almost it's like if you can just acknowledge it and take care of yourself, because in recognizing that inner child, you're taking care of yourself.
Yep.
Then the decisions you make you stronger.
Right.
Because now it's not just because I have to, sense of survival. It's an understanding. It's a wise choice.
Right. And again, going back to it's out of the head and into the heart.
Right.
It really strikes a chord with you.
Yes.
Is probably why, you know, there's an opening happening right now. You know. So what I'd like to do in our last 2 minutes, sorry if there's any callers waiting, we'll catch you in the next time because I want to take care of my girl. I want you to pull a message, and that's how we'll end the show.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
All right. Okay.
Interesting. The two-digit number with this message is 51. Right? True connectivity to the heart and soul of humanity brings a transcendence of gratification and a joyfulness impervious to dense, dark energies. And again, the show thematically is really going back to the same thing, where this is talking about connection to the heart and the soul. Again, there's no talk about the mind or the brain. Any of what the show has been about. So I'll read it again. True connectivity to the heart and soul of humanity brings a transcendence of gratification and a joyfulness impervious to dense, dark energies. 51.
Yeah.
So this all goes back to, you know, what you think you're capable of doing and what you can do because you got that brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then understanding, and this is why you opened up and you shed some tears, which I think is a great release, that you know, the default setting is really to go to the heart and the soul, you know, of humanity, because you are part of humanity. You're not the person just to help it to fix and do and to that. And listen, I have
right.
the same issue, so I get it, girl.
Right.
You know, then you're in that space, brings a transcendence of gratification and a joyfulness impervious to dense, dark energies, meaning that though dense, dark energies around you or the triggers around you, all of a sudden your joyfulness, you know, which is that transcendence, then it's like your bulletproof shield. It can't touch you.
Yeah.
51. So what do you get with the 51?
Well, we kind of go back from the original message from Lolita, right? The
right.
157. So now we're just going backwards without that 7. It's a 5-1.
Right.
And this has to do with the experience going back to self. But then
right.
this is not now. It's not about just keeping it to yourself. Like a 7 would be like keep it to yourself.
No,
you know,
the self
the
is
here,
the one, the wholeness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this is like now presenting, oh, it's like presenting yourself and the world, your full self. With everything, you know, all through.
Right.
So it is, like you said, this oneness and this whole self. And it's not the small self. It's mm-hmm. all of it. So that's.
Right. It's the sum of you.
Ah. It is.
It's the
I know
sum
we
of
had.
You.
I know we're out of time, but the last person with a hand raised is Anna.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
See,
I love
the
conversation.
She a VIP.
Well, I just real quick. I just
oh, please.
This
hi,
is
darling.
So fast. Hi. This is so fascinating that you're talking about this because, one, Steph and I were just having this conversation, but yesterday
yeah.
I took a workshop and we were talking about emotional resonance, and this rang a bell for me, emotional resonance. And our facilitator was talking about how when we're young, when some traumatic event or some big deal happens for us, we create sort of an emotional bubble.
Yeah.
And, we, you know, we always talk about paradigms and programs, but these emotional bubbles, they just hang out. And so when something triggers that bubble, and you could be in your 40s or 50s or
don't
whatever
matter.
And this emotional
right.
bubble came
right.
from when you were 8
right.
and something matches that vibrationally, we talk about law of attraction vibrationally, boom
right.
all of a sudden you're having these emotions and you're like, where is this coming from, or
right.
why is this happening to
right.
me, and maybe this thing is from the external, so you're
right.
pointing and you're blaming the external, but in actuality it resonates from you. So
yes.
it's really
yes.
interesting if you think about what, when you can step back and say, okay, so this isn't the situation that I'm in right now, but how I'm being in that situation
yes.
could be from, or probably is from, emotional resonance. So you know how
yes.
you could be in your own little world and say, for example, a small child comes up and says something and you're kind of like you react and you're like, whoa, wait, what just happened? That was not, or somebody, you know, or somebody just comes up to you and says something and you just react instead
right.
of, you know, moving into and being present, something connected to some emotional,
right.
some emotional resonance from the past.
Right.
So I love that you were talking about this. It's like, oh, this is so good. When
yes.
we can step back from that and say, this is one of my bubbles. I,
yes.
you know, how am I being in this bubble? You know,
yes.
and we talk about this all the time, and it's like, you know, of course, Matt Kahn says, you know, let's skip, you know, trying to fix things, and you know, he doesn't say that, but you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, let's just be, and at the same time, we still have stuff in our subconscious that
oh, we're triggered from trauma and all that all day every day. Hello,
all day every day,
all day
yeah,
every day.
So
yeah.
when we're aware of that, and we again back to what is my gift in this? What is the beauty? What do I see that is amazing?
Right.
When we ask those questions instead of what's wrong with me or what's
exactly.
not right about the situation. So it's a very different, you know, how we're using our words energetically,
right.
you know, how,
right.
you know, what is the beauty and amazing good or God in the situation?
And the alchemy.
What, you know what?
Right.
Yes.
The
because
ego,
I can turn it.
Right. With the
I can
ego.
Turn this into
right.
gold. I can
right.
turn this into gold right,
right
now.
Right. Right.
I can turn the, you know, into gold.
Right.
Just give me a moment. Let me shift.
Right.
That's the beauty of the sum of you.
Right. That some of you show.
Some of you show in the sum of each of us. Yes.
Yes. And that you see that when you can get into that spaciousness where, okay, and it goes into stages where, okay, I know it's not them or the situation because it's so convenient. Ugh, this person, this situation, this heaviness, and
yeah.
I'm on the outside judging and feeling miserable. Then you get to the next phase where it's a little lighter, like, okay, I know it's not them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm not this horrible, terrible person. However, there is some awareness to be gained from this. And then you get to the next layer of that alchemy of I'm okay. And
mm-hmm.
I'm in this process to uncover within me what's there all along. And then
mm-hmm.
and then reflected in my world and in
mm-hmm.
my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Are these shifts and these progressions, and you know what?
Yeah.
It's okay. We're just going to live through another day in this dense human experience because that's what it is. We got to pay the bills and take care of the baby.
Sure.
That's what it is.
For
I can't
sure.
join no commune and wear no Birkenstocks and not shave my legs. Although, you know, still not tempting. But anyway, that's what it is. But to get to that lightness where – you know, it doesn't mean that the narrative has to change, but the point of view does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like that emotional resonance.
It's
very helpful.
It's all perspective. And just
right.
realize it. Yeah, it's emotional resonance. So,
right. That makes sense.
I had so many ahas yesterday. It was amazing. But anyway, so
that's
thank
great.
You.
Good
just,
to hear your
just
voice.
Just want to put my two cents in there, you know.
No, girl, listen, you're VIP. VIP. You founded this radio station. So, oh, my God, VIP. Anna's in the house. So good to hear your voice again, my love. And again,
too.
I have to just acknowledge, thank you for just taking such great care of us when we were visiting y'all last week in Atlanta. So love to you and your amazing family. And I guess we will sign off now, unless there's anything else that I need to be aware of, Lisa.
No, I think we're good.
That was good. Girl, these shows have been deep. Ooh. All right. So if you need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great show's hosts and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Amazing, profound show as always. And is Anna still there?
Yeah.
Did she leave?
I'm still here.
Anna? Okay, you know, girl, I love your tagline. I'm going to give it to you. Give us a tagline, please, girl.
Oh,
love it.
Life is a journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.